Good morning, Los Angeles, and the world beyond. This is the Potluck Breakfast.
Hey, good morning. This is Jeff, your host of the Potluck Breakfast here on killradio.org. It's a pleasure to be here with you on this lovely gray morning here in Los Angeles. We are approaching the end of June, which means the gray will probably be replaced by blinding light soon enough. So understand, I'm not complaining about the gray. I actually really enjoy it. Anyway, thanks again. It is 8 a.m. on Wednesday, June 30th, the last day of June. Hopefully my the employment staffing service where that handles the COBRA that I am currently under got my checks. God knows I want to keep my health insurance as long as possible. Anyway, blah, blah, bloody blah. Nobody wants to hear about me and my health insurance. What they want to hear is that we started off the Potluck Breakfast with MV and EE off of their new album. Actually, it's more of an EP, but it's called Liberty Rose. And the track was... What was the track? The track was Right to Dry. Right to Dry here on the Potluck Breakfast on killradio.org. Thanks for listening. We'll be here for the next 3 hours, although the last half hour, it looks like I'm a moron and scheduled a work conference call at 10:30. I got to do what I got to do to earn the daily bread, you know? If I can't afford to get the music, then I can't afford to do the radio show. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, looks like the last half hour of the show is going to be a long-ass track or mix or... I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll mix when I'm on this conference call. We shall see the mystery of the potluck breakfast. I don't know. Anyway, I came in and there was an archive show of the Rev show, and Rev was playing on the show a whole bunch. I don't know. Well, it doesn't look like anybody caught it, but he's playing a bunch of Calypso, Lord Kitchener, and some other stuff, and I was inspired. That's some good stuff. So not quite on the Calypso tip, but here's a little Horace Andy for you on the Potluck Breakfast.
Skylarking, skylarking, Me devora.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Acaba de llegar. acaba de llegar hoy en mora.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Lo bueno tiempo.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Con esa mora.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Y los romances.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Allá en la loma.
¿Cuándo volverá?
En un castillo en la silla ya está la mora.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Montate en tu alfombra que esa
mora. ¿Cuándo volverá?
Ay, mora, 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 amor pa' la mora.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Que yo tengo una cosita aquí y es para ti.
¿Cuándo volverá?
La noche buena.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Y esa estrellita.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Y esa gitana.
¿Cuándo
ay,
volverá?
Ay, que es tan bonita.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Es que en la Siria, caballero, por la Siria, por allá está la mora.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Yo me acuerdo en la placita donde tomamos ron con soda.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Donde le pegué al fakir que te gritaba bembona.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Acaba de llegar.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Súbete a un camello.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Y ven pa' acá. Que Dios bendiga la esquina izquierda del tacón derecho en la chancleta del cura que bendijo tu salero, mujer. Esperando tu querer. Allá en la Siria, señores, allá está la mora. Vive en un castillo que arriba una loma.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Quien acaba de llegar, que acaba de llegar, oye, mora.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Ven, 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 que mi corazón te lo implora.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Vuelve, morita.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Por la mañana.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Para cantarte.
¿Cuándo volverá?
En tu ventana.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Tengo una cosita aquí pa' ti, pa' ti.
¿Cuándo volverá?
A caminar conmigo bajo los lindos rosales.
¿Cuándo volverá?
A decirme que me quieres como tú solita sabes.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Los tiempos buenos.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Tiempos de amor.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Noches de playa.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Días de sol.
¿Cuándo volverá?
¿Qué es lo que pasa? Que nos estamos alejando tanto.
¿Cuándo volverá?
¿Será que viene camello o caminando? Ay, acaba de llegar, oye, mora.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Mi corazón, mira, mamá, te lo implora.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Mujer ingrata.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Vente pa' acá.
¿Cuándo volverá?
A la bachata.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Vamos a rumbear.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Dime cuándo, cuándo, cuándo.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Que hace rato, morita, que estoy esperando.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Montate en tu alfombra esa que es voladora. Ay, acaba de llegar, mi corazón te lo implora.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Oye mi ruego.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Linda morita.
¿Cuándo volverá?
De todas las flores.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Y la más bonita. Thank you.
potluck breakfast, killradio.org. This is, or that was, Group Bombino. Off of the guitars from Agadez. Is that how you say it? A-G-A-D-E-Z? Gotta figure that out. I don't know. Volume 2 comp. Is it chilling? What's the name of the track? Before that, we heard La Mora, Ruben Blades, and Willie Colon. Mi ve wa se, Orchestre Polyrhythmo de Continu. And started off the set with Skylarking, Horse Andy. It is Wednesday, June 30th, 8:24 Pacific Coast time. That's AM for those of you on the podcast. You need to know the time and the place so you can get the somewhere into the mind frame of the host. That's how I'm playing it, at least. Anyway, I've been reading this article, or a little interview with this woman named Gail Dines, and I really probably shouldn't even give this any notice, because it's really aggravating me. I think it's retarded. And I have no problem using that word either. Sorry, Sarah Palin. Anyway, Pornland. She wrote a book called Pornland, and she wrote how Pornland destroys intimacy and hijacks sexuality. And in it, you know, in the interview, she goes and she makes a lot of sweeping generalizations that I find to be untrue. She's putting her subjective shoulds on the rest of society, trying to back it up with science when the science really isn't there to back it up. You should check out the, it's at pulsemedia.org. That's where the interview is. You should check it out yourself. I'm going to pull some of it, you know, at some point on the show. Some of the questions are ridiculous. It's like the liberal paternalistic version of Fox News. The questions are all geared to elicit a certain style of answer. Clearly, the interviewer is 100% favorable towards her subject. It's deference rather than hard science or real questions. It's interesting to me when you read these types of anti-pornography polemics to think about the oldest art in the world. You know, humans have been making porn, doing porn, creating porn since they were able to write on the cave walls. We have this. We have instances of this. It's not made up. It's complete fact. Clearly, porn plays an important role in human biology. I don't think that can be denied, although clearly she's denying it. But she says, in pornography, nobody makes love. They all make hate. The man makes hate to the woman's body. It's about the destruction of intimacy. It's interesting. Maybe she's just watching the wrong porn. I mean, there are all sorts of porn. There's porn for everybody. That's why it's so popular. A lot of older men and women think I'm talking about Playboy from 15 years ago. A centerfold or a woman with no clothes on, smiling in a cornfield. They think, what's wrong with that? Well, that was bad enough in the way it objectified women. But we're on a whole new level with this kind of imagery. That's what Dr. Dine says. And that leads me to think about the alleged objectification of women in general. And I just think about things like, I don't know, the statue David. Is that an objectification of man? Putting out there an ideal that really very few, but the most dedicated WeHo gym rats can obtain. Is it not the same? Anyway, I can go on and on about this. But I won't. Because who really wants to listen to that? Yes, Errol, I'm really talking about this. I think it's important. You should check out. I'm gonna send you the article right now. My friend just IM'd me. And it is the same, Errol. Don't start with your left-wing liberal, oh, we have to protect everybody from themselves and the media. Oh! I'm not buying into that shit. That's where me and the Tea Party get down. Anyway, this is a brand new actress. It's Supreme Cunnilingus here on the Potluck Breakfast. Oh. See? That didn't work. Let's try the modern technology again. One more time.
because I blew him. On the sunniest days of my life, I cried through him. Moms was out the picture, and pops, I barely knew him. And I would pray to God, but I'm tired of lying to him. Tired of trying to run from the things inside of us. Got a lot of fam and a lot of admirers who tell me that I should aspire to be changed. But when I think of changing, it's like, why even try this shit? My mind hazy and my thoughts, they get distorted. I know my good and bad deeds both get recorded. You do right so your soul can last. But my role was cast before I even auditioned for it. So I don't really see an end to my vice. It's just false reformation, no end to my strife. Feel the evil overpowering. You can go ahead, throw the towel in. Cause nigga, that's the end of the fight. When you can only see the tunnel at the end of the lights. Lights out, party over, it's the end of your life. And I'm out.
Everything's changing around me. And I wanna change too. It's one thing I know. It ain't cool being no fool. I feel different today. I don't know what else to say. But I'ma get my shit together. It's now or never.
When I look into the mirror and see my own image, it feels like it's something else far off in the distance. Something I wanna see, but something that's resistant. And every day the heart and it's growing more persistent. I never noticed it before, but now I can't miss it. And the constant pound is driving me ballistic. I ran from it for years, but it's still next to me. And it's growing stronger, taking leaving less of me. I can't fight it now, I know it's just destiny. And I just wonder what's gonna happen when it catches me. Will it leave me face down in the Chesapeake? Or will it just start bringing out the best of me? But is the best of me really just the worst of me? And if so, yesterday could be my anniversary. And since it's court, sit port and have church with me. I'm trying to get rid of these ghosts that's cursing me. I feel a change is an absolute certainty. Cause what's going on is a state of emergency.
Everything's changing around me. And I want to change too. It's one thing I know. It ain't cool being no fool. I feel different today. I don't know what else to say. But I'ma get my shit together. It's now or never. It's now or never.
Thank you. And it's this broadcast for a special news bulletin. Let all the young women crowd around before the news begins. You see, Jody the Rider and Mr. Big Stuff finally ran out of gas. And I thought you girls would like to know that we saved the best for last. Now write this number down now, Mama, and pick up your telephone. And when you hear a voice on the other end, it's the voice of Mr. Super Bowl, the star dialer. Good love, 69969. Anything your heart can stand, it all depends on you. I've never lost a battle, yet I don't. I knock on wood. It ain't how good I make it, baby, it's how I make it good. I'm listed in the yellow pages all around the world. 30 years experience in loving sweet young girls. Just call the Good Love 69969. From town to town, and when I find a deserving queen, I'm gonna share my crown. But till I meet my match, I'm gonna have fun. Keep on busting out now, baby, and staying on the run. If the line is busy, baby, please, I don't get nervous. Just try it again and again and again until you get some service. It's Good Love 69969. Good Love 69969. Good Love. Sweet Love. Good Love. I don't know, but I've been told by a signifying dipper. 64,000 weeping husbands been calling me Ike the Ripper. They say I'm spreading heartbreak and all kinds of pain. But all I'm guilty of is spreading a love type thing. If your woman is fine, my brother, it's gonna be a crying shame. If I might can't control my head, it's gonna be a rip type thing. If she calls Good Love 69969. Six nine six nine. Good love, 69969. Good love, 69969. Love it. Call on me. Or call my number. Whatever it is. I'm the man. Big Stuff, much too slow. This guy named Jody, he's got to go. I don't have to, I said knock on wood. It ain't how good I make it, baby, it's how I make it good. I'm the man, good love man. I'm the man. Anytime, call on me. Buzz out anytime. Good love, 69969. Magic number. Good love, 69969.
King of Smooth, Isaac Hayes, Good Love. It's off the Black Moses album. Before that, we heard Gene Page, theme from Blackula, It Doesn't Matter, Billy Preston, and we heard some new Chick Chick Chick, The Most Certain Shore off the new Strange Weather We're Having, Isn't It? Album. We heard brand new The Roots, Now or Never, and started off the set with Supreme Cunnilingus. New actress on the Potluck Breakfast here at killradio.org. It is 8:52 on this Wednesday, June 30th, 2010. The last day of the June gloom. Don't know. It's been a weird weather year here in Los Angeles so far, actually. We had a ton of rain in the rainy season and a lot of snow in the mountains, so I was happy. And now it's been a pleasantly cool start to the summer, which is also making me happy since I'm a valley dweller. Anyway, you are listening to the Potluck Breakfast, which airs here on the Intertubes every single Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Coast time. Or you can check it out after the fact, whenever you want, on the go, on the killradio.org homepage. There's a podcast section, and you can go and download the Potluck Breakfast. The Rev from The Rev Show, he was kind enough to let me know about this way to set up the podcast. So hopefully those of you who have been downloading the podcast this week should be much quicker, or so I'm told. Anyway, earlier in the show we were talking about, well, I was talking about, why do I keep using the proverbial third person? Don't know. Anyway, talking about this Gail Dines character who wrote this book called Pornoland. It's anti-porno. And this is all I'll say for the rest of it. I do urge you to read it for yourself, because I think people should read nonsense to know what they're up against. You never see anybody say, let's hold, let's kiss, let's do all of these things. Everybody in pornography wants it hard and as fast as possible. That's what Gail says. And that, in a nutshell, tells you that you don't need to listen to anything else she says, really, because that's clearly nonsense. I've got gigabytes of girls doing nothing but kissing and touching and being nice to each other. Anyway, clearly I'm trying to prove a point here, and as usual, I'm as subtle as a jackhammer. Anyway, it's a pleasure serving your listening sensibilities. I guess good music punctuated with idiosyncratic host commentary. Soon we'll be getting into the new Mother Jones cover story, which is called The Golden Fleece, and talks about Glenn Beck and his sponsor Goldline and how they help bilk unsuspecting Beck listeners. Of course, I have very little sympathy for these people. I have very little sympathy for anybody that doesn't do their research before buying. I know I once bought a house, and I didn't do my research proper, and it was awful. It's a four-year lesson that I paid for. I'm not complaining about it. It was my fault. I feel the same way about these people, by and large. But I do think it's funny. So we'll talk about it after, maybe. It's 8:55 here in the Potluck Breakfast. Thanks for listening. I'm fired up. Fired up. I'm sure you figured that out by now. Anyway, this is some Hank Williams for a little change of pace on the Potluck Breakfast.
I can settle down and be doing just fine till I hear an old freight rolling down the line. Then I hurry straight home and pack. And if I didn't go, I believe I'd blow my stack. I love you, baby, but you gotta understand, when the Lord made me, he made a rambling man. Some folks might say that I'm no good, that I wouldn't settle down if I could. when that open road starts to calling me, there's something over the hill that I gotta see. Sometimes it's hard, but you gotta understand. When the Lord made me, He made a rambling man. I love to see the towns a-passing by, and to ride these rails 'neath God's blue sky. Let me travel this land from the mountains to the sea, 'cause that's the life I believe He meant for me. And when I'm gone and at my grave you stand, just say God's called home, you ramblin' man.
Ten years ago, on a cold, dark night, someone was killed neath the town hall lights. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. She walks these hills in a long black veil. Visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. Now the scaffold is high and eternity's near. She stood in a crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans and a long black veil, she cries o'er my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. Visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows.